Suns guard Javon Carter joins us here on Bickley and Murata via the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Javon, thanks for the time today. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. We've been spending a lot of time today talking about last night's game. Obviously, it's got to feel good for you guys on the bench to have such an influence on the win. Do you think that was the best overall bench performance by the Suns all season long?
Yeah, probably so, from top to bottom.
One of the things that I really love about this basketball team is just is the way you guys all cheer on each other, and it's up and down the roster. You've been on other teams. What is the fellowship like? What is the camaraderie like on this basketball team?
It's almost like it's like a family. Honestly, it kind of feels like college all over again. You know, everybody we get along. Everybody get along with everybody. We hang out a lot outside of basketball. And it just takes me back to my college days, honestly.
I've heard other players say that. Mikal Bridges made a comment, too, that this is like a college team. But that point, Javon, about you know being able to spend time away from basketball and really build chemistry that way, how much more difficult has that been this season with all the protocols and all the rules in place?
It hasn't really been that hard, honestly.
Yeah.
If anything, it's kind of made it easier because we don't really get a chance to really see anyone outside of the team. So, like, we almost have to get along and be with each other all day, every day.
One of the cool things also about this team is watching DA start to play more physical, start to, you know, play bigger above the rim. What's that been like, helping and watching this team grow this young big?
It's been fun. You know, I'm just glad I'm here to witness it. You know, he has an exceptional talent. He can be as good as he want to be. And I just hope I'm here to watch the final project.
Javon Carter of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on 98.7 FM Arizona Sports Station. We played the highlight of one of your three threes last night. You had three in the game before that against Houston. You had four against Washington. I mean, 10 three-pointers in three games, that's a pretty good clip right now. Would you say your shot's feeling about as good as it has all season long right now, Javon?
Yeah, I guess so. Yes, you could say that.
In terms of, we talked earlier also about, you know, adding a new piece to the bench crew. You guys get Torrey Craig from Milwaukee at the deadline, and he's fit in seamlessly. Can you just elaborate a little bit, Javon, on what Torrey Craig has brought to this team, what he means to that whole second unit?
He brought, you know, energy, defense. He's making the open shots when it's available. Offensive rebounder. He's just being a good piece for the team. Honestly, he just came in and fit in, played his game, played his role, and he's excelling right now.
What do you guys, what do you think about when you play defense at a very, very high level, when you guys are really all locked and engaged, you guys can be quite a destructive team defensively. How do you think that's going to play in the postseason? What kind of pride do you take in playing defense?
That's our culture. You know, that's what we fall back on. We always say when we go on the road that defense travels. And if we can get our defense, if we can rely on our defense every night when the shot's falling, then there's no reason we should lose.
We were talking, too, about two games in two nights, two very different basketball games. The game against Houston obviously got up there on the scoreboard. You guys hit 25 threes, but, you know, both teams over 120. Last night you hold the team to 86 points. And you say defense is the culture, but how comfortable are you guys winning shootouts at this point, Javon?
I don't know. I wouldn't say we go in the game trying to outscore every team. We really just try to lock in defensively, honestly. And we let our defense lead our offense.
Javon Carter of the Phoenix Suns, our guest. I got one more, and I've been wondering about this for a while, Javon. I got to ask you. The shoes. You'll come to the court with two different shoes on a lot. Can you tell us how that started, what that's all about?
It started last year when I got here to Phoenix. I was with the brand And1, and you know it's a brand that was popular back in the day, and I was trying to get them back on the map. And when they came out with the second shoe, my second year, they only had black and white. So for like 3 months straight, I was only wearing like white shoes or black shoes.
Okay.
So I just got tired of that. So I just mixed them together. And then from that point on, I was just like, I'm going to stick with it, and it's just going to be my new look.
Well, that's cool.
And it's caught. I mean, other players around the league are doing that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
you're a trendsetter, man.
You know, hey, I like that.
All right, last thing before we let you get out of here. What's it like sharing a backcourt with Chris Paul? And if you were to describe to somebody his impact on this particular team, what would you say?
Say that one more time.
Chris Paul's impact on this team, how would you describe it to people?
Second to none. He comes out there and he's going to say what's on his mind. And a guy with, 16 years of experience in the NBA, I mean, how can we not listen to him? And he knows a lot about the game and he wants to go out there and teach us. And we all willing to learn from him. So it's fun to be around him, and you're gonna learn something new being around him every day.
Yeah, definitely. Javon, thanks for spending some time with us today. Appreciate it. Congratulations on this run you're on, and best of luck tomorrow night against Sacramento.